Es ist mir eine große Ehre, mit einem der wichtigsten britischen Künstler der letzten 20 Jahre zu sprechen, dem englischen Rapper Roots Maneuver. Thank you so much for joining me, albeit from a different city.
Thank you, son. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. You've moved to the suburbs of London in Surrey, and I was hoping for you to be able to explain to our listeners in Germany what that area looks like and where the contrast is between there and London, which is where you grew up.
It's just more space, you know. It's like it's the stockbroker belt. It's almost like a micro London just on the edge of London. But London is swallowing up everywhere. So it's like, you know, the other day Boris Yeltsin was talking about making it become part of London. So it's not even that far from London.
Maybe that kind of answers my next question, which was if the change in scenery had any impact at all on the sound of your new album Bleed, because to my ears, it sounded ever so slightly more downbeat than Forever Revolution, your last album. Or maybe that might just have been my own kind of doing.
I don't know. I think other albums have just been me off on my own tangent. This is the first record that I've really handed the spectrum, the audio spectrum, over to the ears of other people. There's not one song on this album which is just totally me by myself, mm-hmm. whereas on other albums, a lot of it is me just having a laugh in the studio. And I think you're kind of picking up on that, you know. I'm still having a laugh, but I think the general nuances of the producers involved have kind of twisted some of the context of some things. I think on first take, it might seem quite dark, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'm laughing my head off through most of this, you know. I can't believe I can get away with it, you know.
It sounds like you had fun doing it, albeit kind of the sounds themselves sometimes are quite dramatic and thrilling in a way. And I think you talked about it in a different interview that you recorded different versions of every song and that they kind of evolved into the thing that we can hear on the album. Is that true?
Yeah. A lot of them originated just me doing my own thing. And then out of a desire to try and make things bigger, wider, there was almost a time of having maybe too much production aspects on too much different heads at one time. You know, it was just pretty hectic. But then, you know, Adrian Sherwood stepped in and he was like my Rick Rubin. You know, he was there when I was just frustrated with it all. He was there to turn up the bass and, you know, help me keep the faith.
You mentioned the different producers that you worked with, one of which was Fortet. What was he like to work with? He seems to record about a dozen new songs every day, which I imagine must be kind of similar to the way that you work.
He was real focused. He just sent me two bits. I sent him something and he was just ready to go. He did his thing with his crazy edit and it was like, it was no joke. It was just ready to go.
I wanted to ask you about your reading habits because I wanted to know what someone who plays with words the way that you do, let me just quote something from Facey 211. Here for hours and hours and here shedding them tears of joys, oipolois of noise. You know, these kinds of phrases. I wanted to know where someone like you gets his inspiration from. If you have any like habits, if you read novels or magazines or websites or any kind of thing.
Bowski and Maya Angelou. Mm-hmm. Lots of things. You know, even someone like Zadie Smith.
Oh, yeah, she's brilliant.
She's like pretty crazy.
Yeah. She's fantastic. So do you read novels on a regular basis? Do you have like a Kindle or are you more of a charity shop kind of guy?
Oh, no, I don't have a Kindle. I had a phase of downloading what
are they called? Like audiobooks?
E-books. Or? Yeah.
E-books. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. E-books and audiobooks. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's not right, really. It's really weird. I do think I'm going back to books.
Roots Maneuver, you've been around for a while now. What does it feel like to be a kind of national treasure in Britain? Because that's the impression I get that your reputation is in England.
Treasures are hidden in vaults. I don't feel like I'm hidden in a vault yet.
No, that's, I meant more like something or someone like a person in the public eye who's being cherished, you know, by almost everyone. Because like the last time I saw you, you were playing with Rage Against the Machine in Finsbury Park. And I had the feeling that everyone just knew your songs and appreciated you being there, even though they maybe weren't like the biggest hip hop fans, but everyone knows who you are. And I was wondering what that feels like.
It's something that I can't think about too much because I think I might not come out the house. Yes, it's a responsibility. I have to really tread carefully with that one there. It's always a shock to me because I just try to keep my head down and keep my mind on the craft. It's constantly a shock to me when, you know, I'm at festivals and I talk to people and it's like, oh, really? You really listened to that record? You bought that record? That inspired you? Like, wow, I can't believe it.
Yes, so that does happen, doesn't it? Like people come up to you and kind of...
Yeah, but it's just a mad variety of people, you know. Have you heard of Future Island?
The band.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're one of my favourite bands. Yeah, yeah.
I met this front singer from that, and he was telling me about the records that I'd done that I can't even remember anymore. I'm like, wow, you really listen to that stuff? Wow.
That's a fantastic story. He's a big rap fan in general, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an MC.
He's
done some stuff recently with Madlib.
Would he be maybe someone you would like to work with? Because I was looking at the list of people that you've collaborated with in the past. You know, Damon Albarn, Left Field, Fortet on the new album. You know, this list of like really innovative, interesting people. Would he be someone you'd be interested in working with at some point?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, nowadays I'm a whole lot more fussy. I really need the conditions to be right. I'm not really into just working for the sake of working. You know, it really has to be something quite special and something more than just one track and goodbye. You know, it's got to be the start of a decent relationship, you know.
That would have been my next question, what your kind of criteria are for choosing people that you work with.
People that don't take themselves that seriously, I think. You know, people that are willing to go that extra yard for the nature of, you know, the weird nature of the funk, whatever that is to you. You know, I'm not necessarily saying everything has to sound like it. It's from a George Clinton record, but you know, the nature of the funk is in the measure, the meter of the groove and how well we can appropriate that. You know, it's about a continuation of the language within a language.
A few months ago, I saw you tweeting, I'm the world's worst traveler. And I was wondering what that was referring to. Does that mean that you always forget stuff or leave stuff behind? Or do you just hate traveling?
Yeah, I don't like traveling because I always have to pack loads of extra useless things. And I can't stand being late when I'm away. I always have to wake up way earlier than I actually wake up. And I don't like being around too much crowd. I don't like being on a crowded plane, you know. I don't have the... the resources to be flying in private jets. But I feel like I need one sometime. You know, I'm quite a tall guy.
Bleed, the new album by Roots Maneuver is out October 30th. Roots Maneuver, thank you so much for talking to us. It was an honour and a privilege and a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Pulse.